Good afternoon to Simon Ploska, Editor-in-Chief at Honest Reporting. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
All right, thank you. Where have you been?
Where have I been? What, just now?
Just busy. No.
All right. Last week.
I'll tell you what, let's talk about what's happening. Who's Shannon Ebrahim?
Well, she is the foreign editor of Independent Media,
or
known as IOL, which I think you are fully aware of because it's South African.
Yes. Yes, indeed. All right. So tell us a little bit about, IOL, they own The Citizen, they own a number of publications. Okay. So, what happened?
It's significant in the South African context. And, for once we're actually talking about something South African, this week. So I'm sure everyone's aware of the Trump, economic peace plan, peace to prosperity, and a conference that's going on in Bahrain at the moment. It's all I've been reading about in the newspapers the last couple of days, and there's always been almost wall-to-wall negative coverage. Most of the commentary has been that this thing's not going to work, it's bad for the Palestinians, why are they bothering? And to be fair, most of the coverage has been based on facts. The actual plan itself, you can read it on the White House website. It talks about $50 billion of investment, where it's going to the Palestinians and to countries in the region which have a Palestinian refugee population. So fair enough, you can make a case that this is not a good plan, it may not work. But one thing really, really jumped out, and this was in IOL, and Shannon Ebrahim had written an opinion piece, and the headline is, Plans for Palestinians Worse Than Apartheid. So we have, the alarm bells are going off right now. Now, I spend an inordinate amount of time debunking the apartheid libel. South African Jews don't need me to explain to them why Israel is not an apartheid state. But what caught my attention here was Shannon Ebrahim's basis for this particular opinion piece. And she starts talking about the plan, and she says, like, under the deal, Palestinians will be squeezed into a tinier fraction of historic Palestine. She talks about the plan killing any notion of a Palestinian state, but formalizing the Zionist dream of a greater Israel. Talking about Israel imposing an economic blockade on Palestinian encampments. And she says, the vision is beginning to look like a far worse version of apartheid South Africa. Now, it's a really, really hateful rant, and I don't think I need to go too much into any more of the quotes from it. But what really, really got me was everyone else was discussing the economic plans. This woman, her analysis of it is literally a hateful rant based on clear hatred of Israel and nothing to do with the plan itself. The political side of Trump's plan hasn't even been released.
Exactly. This is the first part. And the reason that it's economic plan, because it's the least controversial out of everything. This is, we want to give you money, we want to lift up the region, and we want to lift up the lives of the Palestinian people who really do have very pitiful lives. So
absolutely. If you're going to comment on this, then comment on the facts of the plan, not on what you think is, your imagined problems with Israel's very existence.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what's happened? What's been the response from IOL? They published even an opinion piece, Simon, has to be based on fact. You cannot have that is made out of fabrications. If your opinion is that, black people are murderous, then what? You're not going to take that up?
Exactly. You make a complaint, this is this should not be allowed under journalistic
it
ethics.
It has to be based on fact. You cannot just suck up something and... Yeah, I just, oh my gosh, so disappointed. I'm so disappointed in IOL. That nobody's vetting this, Simon.
No, it's actually a disgrace. I think it's a disgrace to journalism. We've submitted an official complaint, and I know that this is going to be in the South African Jewish Report in the next day or two, and I know that they've asked Shannon Ibrahim for comment. So even if IOL is not responding to our complaints right now, Shannon Ibrahim knows that there are people onto her, and she's going to have to, be held accountable for this.
Yeah, nobody in South Africa is held accountable, unfortunately. Not our politicians, not our criminals. Nobody's held accountable. All right, we need to wrap up. Thank you so much, Simon.
Thank you.
Good luck, and just keep us updated on what happens.